Aircheckdownloads.com.
A pretty heartfelt plea there from little Miss Roberta Flack there, and it's called Don't Make Me Wait Too Long. Currently riding at number 45 here on Hallam's charts. A guy who will be playing lots of Hallam's bestest, poshest, most upmarket type music is Brian Westlake. He's opening the doors to the nightclub when I fall off the air. I use the word advisedly when I fall off the air at 2 o'clock this morning. I'm sorry, we're into the last couple of hours of the Paul Kaye Show, indeed the last edition of the Paul Kaye Show. But don't worry, I can be replaced, and I'm going to be next Sunday, come 10 o'clock, by Peter Davis, new presenter here on Hallam, but something of a whiz kid, so keep him company, just for me, okay? Right. Meantime, it'll be Mucky Music time with Jake Thackeray, any minute now, just after the break.
Starting from October the 1st, it could really pay you to have a Hallam car sticker. And here's why. Because every weekday from that date, a car sticker winner will be read out at around 8:30 every morning. And if you're on the ball and ring up that early, you could win £5 in cash. The same number will be read out again every hour, but the cash prize goes down the later you ring. So be an early bird and get that Hallam car sticker on your car now. Remember, it could pay in a really big way from October the 1st here on Radio Hallam.
It's quite a lot of fun, that, isn't it? Mr. Jake Thackeray there, very zany, far-out sense of humour he's got. It's called The Statues. Incidentally, looking at closely at the sleeve on that particular album, I noticed that the guitarist with the backing there, although Jake does play guitar himself, the guitarist was one Ike Isaacs, who is famous in guitar-playing circles. In fact, I will own up. When I first started to bash the guitar, I had a tutor book that was written by that guy, Ike Isaacs. So he's really got quite a lot to answer for, hasn't he? The Stevie Wonder composition there, I Wish, and a nice extended version of that by, in fact, no known sort of orchestra, just a bunch of session men who got together and decided to blow that particular lot. The album, in fact, is called A Roller Coaster. And it's subtitled Wonderin', which, of course, is also something to do with Mr. Stevie. He used to be called Little Stevie Wonder. Well, he's a big guy now, isn't he? And a very, very big artist. 20 minutes past midnight is the time. And welcome to this brand spanking new week. We're already, you know, it's time is a-passing, isn't it? Gosh, just think, it'll soon be the end of the month. 29th of September, Monday, the 29th of September. If you want to check your watches or your digitals or your, digitals, I said, dear, your calendars or whatever. Anyway, that's the date, 29th of September, and it's a Monday. I'm sorry, it's not my fault. This is Lena Horne, which is my fault. Backed up by Michel Legrand. Being a Woman, the title of that one from the lovely Lena Horne there, and ably aided and abetted by the Michel Legrand Orchestra, and an arrangement that Mr. Legrand, or Monsieur Legrand, if you preferred, did specially for her. Very nice, Being a Woman, that's the title of that one. Ladies and gentlemen, you're into the final couple of hours of the Paul Kaye Show, and indeed, sadly, the last Paul Kaye Show in the current series, because as of next Sunday night at 10 o'clock, I'll be handing over to Peter Davis, the new boy, if you can call him that, on here on Radio Hallam. Can I let you into a little personal secret? I've just been raking around in my briefcase trying to find something, and I've come across some sandwiches that I was supposed to eat this morning and forgot to. So I'm eating them now, which is going to upset Brian Wesley quite a bit, because he doesn't like bits of piccalilli all over his equipment when he's operating the nightclub. But he'll be doing that from 2 o'clock this Monday morning, okay? Don't you dare miss that. Brian Westlake's nightclub opens the doors at 2 o'clock. That's the blind but brilliant Ray Charles there with Game Number 9, the title of that one.
Ah, hello. Look, there's just time for me to take you on a quick rare trip behind the scenes here at Radio Hallam. Over there you can see young Jerry Kersey sorting through the requests for his programme. Poor chap, he gets quite upset, you know, when people don't put their full names and addresses on their letters. So please do be kind to Jerry and perhaps we'll let him out a little bit more often.
It's a rather unusual track, that, isn't it? It's called Valdez in the Country, and it's played for you there on guitar. At the front there was Lee Ritenour, his name is. It was a Danny Hathaway composition. I just fell on that track by accident, actually. I was playing some records during the afternoon, and thought, oh, that's pretty. Why couldn't I play that? And then I said to myself, why indeed couldn't you play it? It's the last edition of the show anyway. So there you have it. Valdez in the Country is the title.
Radio Harlem, non-stop, round the clock, 24 hours a day.
Mr. Dracula?
Come, Dracula.
I think that's a funny track. Funny enough, I was discussing that particular track with Roger Moffat earlier on today, and he doesn't laugh at all. He doesn't think it's funny at all. I think it's a hoot. And it is called, needless to say, A Phone Call to Duke Ellington. And it's by Spike Milligan with Peter Sellers as the president and Spike Milligan as Duke Ellington. I love those lines like, I got troubles of my own. So I think it's a very funny track. But anyway, each to his own. 20 minutes short of 1 o'clock's the time. And this, I'm happy to report, is Miss Diana Ross. Upright lady in a grand manner. My old piano.
NewCheckDownloads.com.